Chargers in those dark blue uniforms, white numbers trimmed in black. Warsaw in their gray alternate jerseys with orange numbers and orange, white, and black trim. It'll be Jaeger to jump it up against Grant Peters. And for the final time in the Tiger Den, up she goes. Jaeger wins the tip, and he wins it so big that he knocks the ball off the court, down the hallway. It's out of bounds to the Chargers.
Well, I saw Coach Hepler over here. That was a volleyball spike right there. That was something you're going to see in the fall from the Lady Volleyball team.
Yes, absolutely. Carroll is in a man-to-man defense and a whistle at midcourt, a foul called. Jackson Pardon ran into the back of Carson Gould. It's out of bounds to Warsaw, 11 seconds in. The Chargers have the first foul of the game. Bricker to throw it in, just on the other side of the center line from where we're sitting. He'll lob it the backcourt to Carson Gould. Now this time looks a lot more like a man-to-man. Gould off at Jaeger screen at the top. Looks inside in the corner, Bricker. Back out Carson Gould, back to Bricker in the corner. Shoots for three, no good. Rebound swatted by Martin, but it's grabbed by Pardon for Carroll. Sampson across the line. Down to the right corner for Hauser. Out to the top for Sinish. Alley-oop lob, back door, lobbed in for two. Sampson to Sinish on the alley-oop lob, and it's 2-0 Carroll.
Right there, bad communication on the back screen. There was no switch, and when you don't switch off a back screen, that leaves that lob on the backside wide open.
Bricker to the left wing with the dribble in the corner to Jaeger. Low pass. They back way away from him. He'll take a dribble and throw it out to Martin. Right side, Carson Gould to the corner for Potter. Potter beyond the arc in the deep right corner. Out to Bricker on the wing. Now top for Martin. Martin back to the right, Jaeger. Jaeger with space to Bricker. He'll fall and fire for three. It's good. Carson Gould, or Luke Bricker with a three-pointer for the Tigers. Warsaw with a 3-2 lead. Down to the baseline for Peters. He'll throw it out for Hauser. Now to the near side for Sinish. Sinish out top. Hauser down to the right corner for Sampson. Back out to Hauser. Hauser works his way in the lane, gets free, shoots, and scores. Cannon Hauser, C-A-N-N-E-N, makes it 4-3 in favor of Carroll.
And that was a good defensive possession by the Tigers. They had three different times where they had to help and then scramble back to the next guy, but everybody did what they were supposed to do.
Jaeger in the lane, turns and shoots, off-balance shot, no good. Rebound grabbed by Pardon for Carroll. In transition, Pardon down the lane, shoots over Jaeger and puts it in. Jackson Pardon's got two, and it's 6-3 in favor of Carroll. Carson Gould across the line, right side to Potter. Potter fakes the pass out top, hands back to Bricker. Bricker leans over, now dribbles toward the top, and he threw it away. He threw it to Carson Gould, and Carson had a defender right in front of him, Peters. Now down to the baseline, near side, Sinish out top, Hauser for three, no good. Bricker, the flying rebound for the Tigers. Bricker up the middle of the court, angling right, into the corner to Jaeger. Jaeger looks at Potter cutting towards him, doesn't throw it. Dribbles a couple times and throws it out to Bricker. Bricker has Warsaw's 3 points, 3 minutes in. Down to the left baseline for Martin. Martin drives in, throws it out for Jaeger, right side Carson Gould. Now back across to Bricker, wide open, three-pointer, bingo. Bricker, 2 3-pointers, 6 points, tie game, 6-all.
And for the first time really this season, you're seeing Warsaw with a post presence consistently.
Pardon from way out, misses for three, cheerleader touches it next, out of bounds to Warsaw. Jackson Gould into the game. Trey Davis into the game. Potter and Jaeger both out, so Warsaw goes from their biggest lineup to their smallest.
Yeah, and we'll see if they continue putting anybody on the block, because that looked like that was a concerted effort that they were trying to get somebody stationed on the block to get their spacing proper.
Martin at the top, left side Bricker. Bricker fakes the pass out to the wing, and a whistle and a hand-checking foul called on Cannon Hauser. That's his first. It'll be out of bounds to the Tigers on the baseline. Carroll's got a really good bench, and they got two brothers that are really good, Draylen Truesdale and his brother Darian. This is Draylen into the game for Carroll. Carson Gould baseline left. Bricker on the left wing. out to Jackson Gould. Jackson looks left, looks right, and the ball bounced away from him. If we'll watch this dribbling and see if these guys have as much trouble as the JV did. Jackson Gould picked up his dribble. In the corner, Trey Davis. Davis dribbles out, throws it to Bricker. Back to the right corner, Gould off a screen for three. Short, way short. Rebound to Draylen Truesdale for Carroll. To the far side, Sinish. Whips a pass down to Truesdale on the baseline against Davis. No look pass, thrown away, saved in. Jackson Gould, 3-on-3. Jackson, backdoor pass, Trey Davis! Oh, he missed it. He went to the reverse side, couldn't get it to go. Quickly down court, Sampson, deep right corner. Lobs it back out to Hauser, and Hauser traveled. Hauser called for traveling out of bounds to Warsaw. I know I didn't describe this all down here very good. That was a crazy sequence where they tried to advance the ball too quickly.
For Carroll, yeah, they tried to move it, especially after what happened down at the other end where Jackson Gould throws a dime bounce pass where there was one spot that could land for it to be completed, and I think Trey was even surprised it got to him.
Martin, right side, Carson Gould. Tried to go up the baseline, cut off, low pass across to Jackson Gould. Jackson spins the elbow against Sinish. In the corner, Bricker. Bricker fakes, drives the baseline, forced up an eight-footer short. Rebound grab by Sampson for Carroll. 3:15 left to play in the quarter. It's been a while since we had scoring. It's 6-6. Warsaw and Carroll tied up. Now Hauser across to Sinish. Sampson up the baseline. Bricker got there late with help from Davis. Sinish, skip pass across. Three on the way by Truesdale. Rimming, no good. All Tigers on the rebound. Bricker with it. Outlets to Jackson Gould. Gould in transition. Goes left. In the corner, Carson Gould. Pass with high. He kept it in bounds. Now Trey Davis to Martin. Now on the right side, outside the lane to Bricker. Back to Martin, across to Jackson. Fakes from NBA range, drives the lane, pull up 12-footer, good. Jackson Gould had 12 in the loss against Tippecanoe Valley. He's given Warsaw the lead, 8-6. Out top for Pardon. Pardon almost fell down with it. No. A drive by Sampson, a whistle and a blocking foul called on Trey Davis. That was a violent collision and the correct call.
Yeah, it was a really good call. Trey was late in getting set, and then also the driver went right through his arm where his neck was. So good call by the official, but that was a heavy collision, and Trey hops right back up, and both guys are okay, so you like to see that.
Bricker and Martin out. Potter and Jaeger back in, so Warsaw goes back big. And Peters back in for Carroll. Sampson near side to Pardon, but Carson Gould was right there. He couldn't shoot. Jair Sampson near sideline against Davis, and a whistle and a foul away from the ball. When I say away from the ball, I mean way away from the ball. That's on Hauser, I think. That's his second. It is. And that's 30 feet away from where the ball was being dribbled.
Yeah, and there was no need to even screen there, but Hauser moves all the way down to try to screen Carson Gould, who has done an excellent job already tonight of chasing Pardon around. And he definitely moved on that screen, and the official in the center position was staring right at it.
Charlie Rudolph comes into the game for him. See how the game changes from here. Jackson Gould, top of the circle. Off a double screen, hands off to Davis on the weave. Davis poked out by Sampson to Jaeger for three. It's good. Well, we haven't seen him ring the bell for a while. He's got his ninth, and Warsaw is on quite a run here. They lead 11-6, and I think they've scored eight in a row. Bricker hit that early three to go up 3-2, and Carroll took a 6-3 lead. A drive down the left side of the lane, and a whistle and a foul called. It should be on the floor, and it will be. It's a non-shooting foul, out of bounds to the Tigers. The foul is on Jackson. That's his first. Out of bounds, and Rudolph will throw it in down here below us. Potter loosely guarding the inbounder. They get it into Truesdale. Truesdale backs it out. Now tries to drive on Trey Davis. Lost the ball. Potter got a hand on it. It's out of bounds, and Potter touched it last. Good hands by Trey. That was pretty impressive for him to get contact on that ball without drawing a foul. Three off the inbounds. Good by Sampson. Sampson, it's a three-pointer. That ends a long drive spell for Carroll. Warsaw leads 11-9.
And not only that, Trey stayed on balance and in position when he grabbed a hold of it. He didn't have to lean forward and get off balance, so to put himself at a disadvantage.
Carson Gould off a double screen across to Jackson Gould. Down to the left corner, Trey Davis. Davis back out to Carson Gould. Now to the near side, Jackson. one-on-one against Truesdale. Takes in, shoots up a 10-footer. It's good. Jackson Gould with 4 points. Warsaw leads by four. Quickly Sampson down the court. Throws it back out to Pardon. A left-hand dribble in the lane and a whistle and a foul called. Carson, I think. Yes. Carson with his first foul. 49 seconds left in the quarter. Carson will come out. Luke Bricker in with 49 and change left. Potter's out. Martin back in for Matt Moore. And on the inbounds, they throw it in. The Tigers weren't looking. Truesdale shot it, missed it. Back tapped in, though. Sampson, I think, is going to get credit for the basket.
Yep.
He should. Sampson will get the tip in, although I'm not sure that he didn't hit a Tiger hand that knocked it in. Jaeger left corner. Given space. Throws it back out to Jackson Gould. Warsaw leads 13-11 with half a minute left to play in quarter one. Carroll has the possession arrow. Gould backs it out to the confluence of the sideline and the timeline at the scorers table. 18, 17, 16. Jackson pounding the dribble. Pardon gives him a lot of space. 11, 10, 9. Jackson dribbles around the top. Inside to Jaeger. Turns and shoots and scores. 4 seconds left to play in the quarter. Inbounds to Sampson. Half-court shot at the buzzer comes up short. Warsaw 15, Carroll 11 after one. We'll start quarter two in 60 seconds on News Now Warsaw.